Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Come back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
By the way, I shouldn't get in his way. By the way, when we do this now, you can get a lifeline from one Steve Bertrand. I see that Lauren Lapka is cozying up to her traffic mic. Hi, Lauren. Will you be able to give people a hand when we do the mega Monday morning Chicago quiz?
I'll certainly do my best.
Okay. This is going to not be so perfect because the answers here are subjective. I mean, how do we say what the best, you know, wing joint is in Chicago? But we're going to go down that path and let's do the best we can together. Ready? So it goes like this. Our contestant is going to be Rick from Skokie. Hey, Rick, you're on WGN. How are you, Rick?
I'm well, thanks, John.
Are you sure you're well, Rick?
Yeah, I'm out of bed and dressed.
What's the matter?
I'm out of bed and dressed. That's pretty good.
Really? The day after the Super Bowl, I think you're winning. That's all we need from you, Rick. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You give me your best answer to these. If you need a hand, you can ask Steve or Lauren for an assist, okay?
Okay.
Chicago Food Planet said that this is the most famous Chicago dish of all time. We don't need to overthink it. What is the most famous food from Chicago?
Hot dog.
Hot dog is wrong. If you need an assist, you can reach out to Lauren Lapka. What do you think, Lauren?
I would say deep dish pizza or just pizza in general.
Deep dish pizza is correct. And they said not only is it deep dish pizza, but it's from this famous location. Where would that be, Lapka?
Giordano's?
Malnati's.
Oh, Lou Malnati's, even better.
I think it's going to be like this. Here's your second question. Are you ready there, Rick and Skokie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's regarded as the best Italian beef in Chicago. If you get it dry, that means a touch of gravy. If they serve it wet, it's extra gravy. If you say, I want it dipped, they serve it dripping wet. What's the most famous Italian beef joint in Chicago? You want to take a shot at that, Rick?
I would say Al's.
Al's Italian beef is correct. Some people would argue and say it's Johnny's, but I just read the description from Al's. How about this? Basic fried chicken dinner.
My favorite is Mr. Beef on Orleans.
That's the problem with these. Everybody, you know, I'm going to give you the correct answers, but if you disagree, then you're right. How about this one? The basic fried chicken dinner. If you come to Chicago and you want a basic fried chicken dinner, what's the most famous place in Chicago for that? I asked this of my son yesterday just to see if anybody would have a clue.
It's in Chicago?
Yeah. What do you think, Bertrand? You got a guess on this one?
The most basic fried chicken dinner?
Well, it's a basic fried chicken dinner. If you just want to go get a fried chicken dinner in Chicago, what's the place?
What's the White Fence Farms?
Oh, that's right, Drake's. No, that's
exactly why I asked if it's in Chicago.
Who came up with this quiz?
I did, and I don't like it. Actually, I've got here Harold's Chicken Shack.
That's a good one, famous one, yeah.
Yeah. Although, whatever happened to Drake's? Are they still in business out there?
Well, Drake's was not White Fence Farm, right? Drake's was that in Morris?
Yes.
Sharon's from out there.
Yeah. They used to advertise a lot here. They should advertise here more, and then we'd know the answer to these questions. Some say it's their Italian beef. Some say it's their burgers. But famous gourmet foodies say that the best Chicago dog is from where? It's been admired by the likes of Rick Bayless, Anthony Bourdain, Chef Grant Achatz. What's the place that they are describing here? Famous for Italian beef and others say burgers, but the gourmet foodies say it's best for a Chicago dog. Where am I describing?
Portillo's.
Portillo's is correct.
Boy, I'm pretty good.
You're doing better than the rest of the people in this room.
And you're still dressed.
By the way, Superdog, you know, this is the thing. You could have said Superdog is the place for a hot dog in Chicago. To me, if you ordered one hot food from Portillo's, the great secret of that place is the hamburger. A hamburger, a cheeseburger, Portillo's is as good as anything you'll get there.
Their chopped salad is a winner.
That's the one I always get, Rick. I always get the chicken chopped salad there, and I'm always happy with my choice. Spoon University and other websites have listed the best cinnamon roll in the city of Chicago as the one from where?
Ann Sather's
is correct.
Used to be.
Yeah, no, that's not even a competition. Ann Sather's is right. The quintessential corned beef sandwich in Chicago is from where? If you come to Chicago and you're going to get the corned beef, where do you go?
Manny's.
Manny's is correct. Number seven.
That's not a sandwich. They put half a pound of corned beef on two slices of bread.
You're right. And they call it a sandwich, but really you're just having a pile of corned beef, aren't you?
Exactly.
The best cone, you know, like an ice cream cone? The best cone in the city, all the websites agree, belongs to which place?
I don't know the name of the place. It's the Rainbow Cone on the south side.
The correct answer is the Rainbow Cone on the south side in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood. They've got one in Navy Pier, too. Which one are you for popcorn, Rick?
I'm a Garrett's guy.
Yeah, well, that's the one the websites all say. I'm a Nuts on Clark guy. Best burger in the city, and again, this is just it's subjective, but if you click around enough websites like I did all day Sunday, what's the one place that continually pops up is the best burger in the city of Chicago? Where is it from?
Billy Goat Tavern.
You know, I'm going to say that's the correct answer. They say it's Au Cheval, which is a Michelin kind of fancy burger.
But where? I've never heard of that.
Exactly. Let's just make it what you said. And finally, actually, that's it. So the best burger, according to Rick and Skokie, is where, Rick?
Well, for me, the best burger... I don't know the name of the place. It's on Western, just south of Howard.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little shack.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Just behind an IHOP.
I don't know which place that is, but
It's a shack. It's a yellow building. you stand in line for lunch, the double cheeseburger and fries.
I'm not a big line stander. Like, I forget the place, but it was said, like, people wait 2 hours for the hot dog or the hamburger at some place. And
it's not that long a line.
If I see five people, I go somewhere else. Rick, I've got for you a Mega Pros hoodie. I want you to talk to producer Elif off the air. We'll get your address and send one out to you, okay?
Hey, thanks, John.
Yes, sir.
I have five-word instructions for you.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Rick, you keep listening. You have a nice day, okay?
And thanks. You too.
What a nice guy Rick is from Skokie.